Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Guardians of the Holy Grail, the program dedicated to diving deep to uncover and expose the truth behind the ancient Holy Grail mysteries, the Knights Templar, and the secret societies. My name is Mark Amato Pinkham, and I'll be your host for this show. This will be our inaugural show for BBS Radio. We recently switched networks, and we're looking forward to a very long and mutually beneficial relationship with BBS Radio. I originally started this show of the Guardians of the Holy Grail some time ago in order to spread the truth about the Holy Grail mysteries, and I wanted to reveal what the Templars and the secret societies are really up to these days. You might know that there is currently a lot of disinformation being circulated by the academic and lay communities around the internet regarding the Holy Grail and secret societies. And so there's a lot of questions about why they were formed and, you know, what they're up to now, what they're doing now. You know, I'd like to clear up some of these misconceptions through this show. I hope to do that with some hard facts from authors and researchers I'll have on the show, as well as testimonies from those who are current or past members of the Knights Templar or other secret societies. I myself am a Knight Templar of the International Order of Gnostic Templars, which was founded about 6 years ago with the help of Knight Templar Grand Prior Ian Sinclair of Scotland. We were founded to revive the mystical rites and wisdom of the original Knights Templar, which over the centuries have either been lost or ignored. We Gnostic Knights were also founded to be a research organization that is dedicated to separating the wheat from the chaff and getting to the truth regarding the Knights Templar, the Holy Grail, and the secret societies. You can learn more about the Gnostic Templar organization at www.gnostictemplars.org. Now, since this show is dedicated to answering all your questions, including all the questions you have about the Holy Grail and secret societies, if you have any questions that you would like to ask me or our guest today, you're welcome to do that, and you can call them in on our toll-free number, which is 888-815-9756. Now, on today's show, we'll be discussing a new secret society movement that is currently gaining some momentum. Now, this movement is designed to reunite the Knights Templar and the secret society organizations around the world. It actually began with myself and today's special guest, Paolo Corallini, who is the Grand Chancellor of the Knights Templar of OSMTH in Italy. Now, Paolo and I are part of a growing number of Templars and secret society members who believe that all secret societies began as what has been called the underground stream of consciousness. The underground stream was originally comprised of a constellation of related organizations and independent practitioners who have been keeping the secrets of alchemy and gnosis alive. Now, during the past 2,000 years, some of the members of the underground stream have drifted apart and lost sight about why they were originally formed. They have, sadly, lost their connection to the paths of alchemy and gnosis. Now, the current work of myself, Paolo, and others in this new movement is to remind the Templars, the Freemasons, and other secret societies of their common heritage, and to work to unite all of them back together again so that we can complete our work, which we believe is revealing and disseminating the teachings of alchemy and gnosis around the planet. We believe this is the time to do it because of the increase in consciousness on the planet that's occurring right now. Now, in order to bring the secret societies fact, together we have founded the World Alliance for Planetary Enlightenment. And we intend to bring all the secret societies together under this one umbrella, if we can. We also plan to have a series of world conferences, beginning with the first one in either Osimo or Rome, Italy, next April 17th and 18th. And this will actually be the first time since 1785 that such a meeting, such a conference of this nature of secret societies has actually come together. The last one, if those historians in the audience might know, resulted in the French Revolution, but don't worry, we learned our lesson, and we acknowledge now that the era of violently fighting for our freedom is well over. Whatever we resolve to do now will be done in a spirit of peace and love for all humanity. So now I'd like to introduce to you my very special guest. His full name, and I hope I pronounce it right, is Paolo Nicola Corallini Garampi. As I mentioned, he is the Grand Chancellor of the Knights Templar of OSMTH in Italy. He is also a member of the Ancient and Primitive Rite of Memphis and Misraim, a Freemason of the York Rite and Scottish Rite, a member of AMORC, Amoric, and the Society, Rosicrucian of Christiana, the Martinist Order, the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, and the Order of St. Marzis and St. Lazarus. Sorry if I butchered some of those names. But anyway, welcome, Paolo. Welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Mark. I'm very happy to hear you.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to have you on. It's always nice to have like-minded people. And ever since I've talked to you on the phone, for the audience's sake, I will say I was in Bulgaria not too long ago opening up a preceptory for our organization there, and that was the time I got to meet Paolo. And ever since we had our first conversation on the phone, I felt a very strong affinity toward you, like we'd been born to come together now to do something special, and I feel like maybe you felt the same way.
Well, Mark, I've been very happy to talk to you by phone, and I felt immediately since the beginning a very deep feeling, because I agreed immediately with your project to get together to stimulate the secret societies and all the traditional esoteric society interested in gnosis and alchemical path to get together and to proceed on the common path to protect the real enlightenment. So, of course, I will be very happy to organize this event next year in Italy with you, and I hope that this will be only the first step of many, many steps, like a promenade to the light. Because I spent more than 35 years of my life studying and trying to go deeper and deeper into this alchemical and Rosicrucian and Masonic path, and of course to spreading out this possibility together with you, trying to find a common link. It stimulates me a lot, and I will do, of course, my best to invite as many as possible important members of all the secret society here, disseminated here in Italy, and not only, and in Europe, of course. It will be my purpose, and I'll do my best.
Well, one thing that I love about you and your history is that, well, you've got kind of a foot in both worlds, East and West, like I do, and I do believe that one of the goals of the secret societies has been to create a one-world spirituality, and I believe that those of us that have a foot in both worlds are more able to do that, to unite East and West. Do you feel like that gives you an advantage?
So, in fact, I really believe that this was the purpose of most of the secret society. In fact, if we go back until the Priory of Sion, for example, and the true order of the temple, they were thinking since the beginning to create one big country, for example, in Europe, with no borders, only one language, one knowledge. And along the century, they could realize some of these steps. But, of course, they couldn't realize all the project they have, they had. So I believe that us, all of us, as successors or believers in this enlightenment, we can go on this mission, really, because it is true. It was the common purpose of all the secret societies. And now is the time to do it, I believe. Now the time is right.
I know that you're a master of Aikido. Do you find that other Templars and members of secret societies are also interested in the Eastern spiritual tradition like you are?
Yes, of course. Aikido too, as a traditional martial art, is impregnated by Gnosticism and by spirituality and esotericism. Is the roots of Aikido are into the Shinto, the esoteric Shinto, the Shinto Motokyo and the Buddhist Shingon is impregnated. So it has been very easy for me to find other brothers inside the Aikido world and also to push, to contaminate, if we can say like this, my students around the world with my passion. And in fact, today, my Aikido people is quite big, almost 22,000 people around the world. And I could talk with many of them, traveling around many countries, and I could talk to them and make them fall in love more and more with this passion for the enlightenment, for the gnosis, and the alchemical path. And for this reason, too, I tell you that now the time is right to do this.
Well, 22,000 students is quite an amazing number. How many of those would you say are also involved with Templars or other secret societies?
You mean in Aikido world?
Yes. How many of your students, your Aikido students, are involved with the Templars?
Around the world, I can say, I believe, something like more than 2,000 people.
And are many of those involved with the Knights Templars?
Well, with the Knights Templars, not so many, but several countries. I could found preceptories and commanderies in Bulgaria, first of all, and then in Slovenia, Croatia, Spain, Portugal, South Africa, and Japan. So, and I'm trying to go on, because every time I teach a seminar, I always talk about alchemy and gnosis. So people get interested into this field, and they ask me more and more, and why, from where comes this passion, and love I spread out to them. And of course I talk about my roots, my Masonic, chivalric, and alchemical roots, and they want to join. And in fact, this has been very good good start for promoting the birth of initiative in several countries. And I'm doing this as a mission, because I believe that we are living in a dark period, and we have to do our best in order to enlighten this darkness.
Well, tell me, Paolo, you come from quite a distinguished pedigree, I understand, a noble family in Italy. Have a lot of your ancestors been connected to the secret societies?
Well, my family was deeply involved into the Sovereign Military Order of Malta, and some of my ancestors were Freemasons. In fact, in the crest of my family, you can see a lion with a compass in his holding a compass, and below there is the cross of Malta, which was also the cross of Templars, you know, the eight-pointed cross we use in our order. So, and I believe this heritage influenced me. It was in my DNA, I believe.
So did you initially get involved with the secret societies and the Templars through through the influence of your family?
Not directly. I believe in DNA, of course, I felt this push. But it was because since I was 19, I met some friends involved into the Rosicrucian order. So my first step in esotericism were made inside the Rosicrucian Society. And after that I became a member of the Society of Philalethes. And after that I became knight, first of all in the Order of Malta, second because it was easy for me, because my family was involved into this order. And then after that in the Order of Temple, OSMTH International. And the last order was the Order of St. Mauritius and St. Lazarus, that is the order of the Savoy family, the last king of Italy. And after that I became a Freemason, and entered into two or three Masonic rites, because I believe that the knowledge can be studied, should be studied from different aspects. If you want to have a wide-angle vision on the possible path.
Are you still a member of all these different secret societies?
Yes, yes. I don't know where I can find the time, but yes. I'm doing my best in all these societies.
That was my next question. How could you possibly have time for all of them? So you must not have as many responsibilities in these other societies as you do in OSMTH, I assume.
Well, of course, my role inside the Grand Prior of Italy of OSMTH requests a lot of patience and time, because all the decrees, all the passage of ranks come from me. I made all this kind of bureaucracy. And I also have to be there in occasion of the National Chapter, International Grand Convent, of course. But I have also some function inside the ancient and primitive rite of Memphis and Mizraim, where I am the prior of Central Italy. And in my lodge I have the rites worshipful martyrs. So I have a lot of commitments. But I pray our grand architect of the universe to help me.
Well, of all the secret societies that you're a member of,
can you repeat? Sorry.
Of the different secret societies that you are a member of, Paolo, are any of them very mystical? Do they focus much on alchemy or gnosis?
Almost all, more or less. But if you ask me which is more involved into this part, I can honestly say that the ancient and primitive rite of Memphis and Mizraim, because it protects the ancient Egyptian alchemy and the heritage of the holy geometry of the Egyptian high priest, and also the Scottish rite, I can say. So, but also the other, but these are two rites most of all.
Well, I'm curious, what attracted you to OSMTH? You are obviously very mystically inclined, and it doesn't seem like there is a very much of a mystical emphasis in the OSMTH, is that right?
I want to be very honest with you, because I feel you so close to me. OSMTH International is not exactly focused on the esotericism and spirituality. It's more an international order, recognized by United Nations, who takes care especially of philanthropy around the world, as many other chivalric orders. But is not so much pushing the commanderies to put the focus on the esotericism, but locally, like for example in Italy, because I'm so close to the Grand Prior, I could push him to give the freedom to the commanderies to work on, to work on the alchemical and the spiritual path. So we are free to do this during our workshop. In our chapter, we can do this. But if we talk at international level, the USMTH is not specifically, focused on spirituality, more in philanthropy.
Well, do you find that there are other members of OSMTH that are mystically inclined, that would like to have more of a mystical experience than what they're getting in OSMTH?
Yes, of course. As you can understand, I have all the archives of the Grand Prior of Italy, and I know that if we talk about the male population, more than 70% are Freemasons. So, of course, there are a lot of members very much interested into the spirituality and the esotericism. This is the reason why I'm still so involved into the Grand Prior of Italy of SMTH. Otherwise, I would have left. There was not this kind of brotherhood inside.
Well, what I find interesting, Paolo, is historically the OSMTH was founded, or can trace its roots back to Bernard Fabre Palipart of France, who his work was to revive the mystical Johannite tradition of the Templars, because he wanted to reinfuse the Templars with more of a mystical tradition, but I guess now the OSMTH has basically divorced itself from that Johannite lineage, that Johannite tradition. Why exactly did that happen? Why did they separate themselves from the Johannite tradition?
I cannot answer so precisely to this question. I know that the order, the OSMTH, came out from the darkness in 1705, thanks to Louis-Philippe d'Orléans. And the reason was to rebirth, we can say, the order. But since that time, in the beginning the order was one. After that, for several reasons, the order split in two lines, the OSMTH, OSMTJ, especially because of the event connected with the Second World War. We know that the order split in the Sousa Fontes, the Portuguese secretary of the old order, and because he took with him all the archives, and all the other members that were not agreeing with him with this step, they took distance and they reorganized the order with OSMTH. And but I don't know exactly why, the reason of this divorce. I don't know exactly, honestly.
Because I know the SMOTJ, it traces its lineage back to Fabre Palipart. So do you consider Fabre Palipart one of the grand masters of OSMTH in the past?
Well, this is a difficult question, because for a lot of people, he was. For other people, they deny, and we don't have real proof of this fact. So I cannot answer to that.
Well, let me ask you this: you're also very much involved with Freemasonry, and
yes, I've
found that Freemasons also feel as though they're not getting the mystical side of themselves nourished, and they go through all these different rituals and rites, and they don't really understand what they're doing. And after they've gone through the rites, or they've achieved the 32nd degree of Scottish Rite, they don't really get much more from Freemasonry. Do you find that there are other Freemasons in Europe that are feeling like this?
Yes, this is a big and true problem. You are perfectly right, because a lot of people want to become member of Freemasonry because they believe to find what they are looking for, but very often they get deluded. Other people want to join Freemasonry because reading the newspapers, especially in Italy, where, you know, there is the Vatican, which are considered as heretics. They believe that becoming member of the Freemasonry, you can become a businessman to get, you know, more success in your business. This is false, of course, but a lot of people want to join for that. But in another end, it is true that people like me, crazy for esotericism, they enter with the wish, the dream to find finally esotericism, but not so often, depending which lodge you enter. But basically it is true that even when you get high ranks in the Scottish Rite or the Rite of York, or doesn't matter which rite, it is not automatically that you get knowledge. Depend who is the master in that moment, and in which directions are the workshop inside the lodge. But of course it's not automatic. In many nations, the Freemasonry is more or less like a Rotary Club. You know, Sir Paul Harris was the founder of the Rotary. Especially in many nations, the Freemasonry is more a social club instead of a true esoteric initiatic order. It is true.
Do you think that originally that Freemasonry was much more mystical than it is today?
Sorry, can you repeat, because the line was bad now.
Do you, Paolo, do you believe that Freemasonry originally was more mystical than it is today?
Much, much more, of course. And I strongly believe that, for example, and I hope you agree, that the true roots of the Freemasonry are connected with the Scottish history. I found personally, traveling around Scotland like mad, I found a lot of proof that the ancient Order of the Temple was deeply connected with the first builders of the cathedral, and I found many Templar graves with Masonic symbols in Scotland, and not only Scotland, also in Spain and in France, dated back to the 12th century. So, of course, in the beginning, I am strongly convinced that the Gnosis, the real Holy Grail that the true Templar protected and took from the Holy Land and from the Mediterranean land, were merged together with the European culture, especially from Scotland. I believe that the modern Freemasonry has the roots, thanks to the marriage between the Templars and the old builders of the cathedral in Scotland. So this is my conviction. I don't know if it is true, but I strongly believe on that. And before, of course, the connection with the esotericism was much, much more deep than now.
Well, I totally agree with that, Paolo. In fact, in our organization, we...
I'm so happy to hear from you.
I think we found most things, actually. What we believe is that when the Templars left France, they went up into Scotland, and King Robert the Bruce then created a special organization
exactly.
for them, the Royal Order of Scotland, and that became a Freemasonic organization, and it contained all the esoteric rites of the Templars. So originally, the Freemasonry in Scotland was composed of these esoteric rites and rituals and ideology of the Templars. So yes, from that perspective, it was a lot more mystical than it is today. We're going to take a short break now, and we'll be back with a lot more from Paolo Corleone, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
BBSRadio.com. Engaging, powerful, unforgettable. This is BBS Radio. You've got Spider Turner. When I turn on my computer, it's the BBS, baby.
Hi, this is singer-songwriter Kara Johnstad, and you're listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Thanks for listening to Songs from My Stories Untold album. Copies of the album are available from cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. And thanks for listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on BBSRadio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.
Hi, we are back again with the Guardians of the Holy Grail, and our guest today is Paolo Corleone, the Grand Chancellor of the OSMTH Temple Organization in Italy. Myself, were the International Order of Gnostic Templars, and if you'd like to know about us, you can visit our website at www.gnostictemplars.org. And you're going to find there a lot of information about us, and you're going to find me speaking on a range of Templar topics, including the Freemasons, Illuminati, you name it. There are also books for sale, and you can sign up for a monthly newsletter. You can also purchase our 18-lesson Gnostic Templar e-course. You can also even become a member. You can even download an application if you'd like. And we have our five-point plan on our homepage. Our five-point plan is a plan for creating a one-world spirituality completely devoid of dogma. And that is a real focus in our organization these days. And it's what I've been talking to Paolo about, because Paolo and I are coming together to bring together the secret societies, the Templars, bring them back together as one in order to acknowledge that we originally were formed as the guardians of the Gnostic and alchemical path, and we've been guardians of it for, well, a couple thousand years, and now we're ready to actually disseminate it, to take it out in the world, spread it around so people can benefit by it. And one thing we're going to be doing is having a conference next April 17th, 18th, either in Osimo or Rome, Italy, where we'll be inviting representatives from many secret societies and secret traditions around Europe to come together so we can talk about our common heritage and how we can come together now to create a movement to spread this wisdom around the planet. And one thing we want to do is create an alliance, which we at this point are calling the World Alliance for Planetary Enlightenment. So, Paolo, do you feel as though the people that you know related to the secret societies in Europe, do you think they're really ready for what we're going to do? Are they ready to become part of our alliance? Are they ready to spread this Gnostic alchemical wisdom around the planet?
Well, Mark, I believe that the right steps to be done is, first of all, conferences, as we are planning to do next year here in Italy. And I believe, I hope that could be done even in other countries around Europe, for example, talking about our continent. Because I don't believe that all members of secret societies are ready. There are, of course, beautiful person inside the secret societies that I know. But it is not so common that the level of the knowledge is that high, who as we deserve to be for this important, purpose. So I believe that doing conferences and explaining our project is the first step to be done. Of course, from my side, I'll do my best for inviting important members and members that I believe that are almost ready to help us in this project. But I believe that more and more conferences, and more we spread out, the more we talk about this, and more people will get interested into this purpose, and more and more we could go on. This is what I believe.
I suppose one of the first things we need to do is clarify present to the secret society members a history about how we all started together as one. I know that there are a lot of people out there, there are a lot of Freemasons or members of other secret societies that don't believe that we were connected, that we were ever connected, as one.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, and so that might be a hurdle that we have to deal with at some point, huh?
Yeah. Yes, in fact, I agree with you. There is not this kind of knowledge, because normally during the workshop inside the lodges, not so often we talk about these common roots. And this is very, very important to be done during the conference. It's really to explain why and where and how we were together in the beginning, because the roots are one. I remember about this an important speech of an important Sufi prophet, Jalaluddin Rumi, that surely you know. He was telling, requested to express his opinion about God, the different gods. He answered, so imagine a big tree with many branches. Cut all branches and stay inside the tree. This is God, one light, one sun for everyone. And so I believe that the root of the knowledge, of the gnosis and of the light are one. This is what we have to make understand to all members of the secret societies.
Well, do you find that a lot of your contacts today in Europe do believe that we were founded, the secret societies were founded to guard this Gnostic alchemical path?
So, in theory, I believe that they know, in theory. But, you know, sometimes in practice, you know, it's not so automatic. But in theory, every rite, every Masonic rite is talking about this. But I think we can do more. We can make understand even better, organizing events like this.
Well, do you feel like there is the interest now around Europe to reunite, to come together in a world
secret society
movement? Yes?
Yes, about this I'm totally sure. I can really guess about this, of course, because I know for sure. I'm traveling a lot for Freemasonry, and I know there is a need and wish. People are angry, and they're looking for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in America, in the Freemasonic lodges, in some of them, I think the average age is maybe 70 years old, and unless there are some changes, it's not going to survive. They can't get new members. You know, younger people today want more of a deeper mystical experience. They just don't want to go through a lot of hollow rituals that they don't even understand, you know.
Yeah.
And so unless something changes within some of the secret societies, they're just going to dissolve right now, it looks like.
Yeah. This happens also in Italy, the same. I believe it's a common problem all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that maybe if one thing we can do, if we can clarify, we can explain the rites of the Freemasons and relate them to the Templars and relate them to the Johannites, and I think that the Freemasons are going to finally understand what these rituals are all about, and they're going to probably have more interest in Freemasonry.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I totally agree on this, and you can really count on my help, because I agree perfectly with your words. The roots is the gnosis, the path of the Johannites and the alchemical path, the Kabbalistic path, the alchemic are common and should be spread out, this kind of conviction, not only knowledge. So more and more people, I believe, can really wake up finally and open their eyes and look for enlightenment.
Well, do you feel like there are Freemasons in Europe that are open to this understanding of Gnosis and alchemy as part of Freemasonry, as part of their rituals?
Yes, I definitely believe so, yes.
Well, I've actually found some of that in America. It's more and more people, more and more Freemasons, are actually seeking for something more, and they want more of the mysticism, and they're starting to see more of the mystical in their rites. But then again, there's the other faction of Freemasons that are very dogmatic, basically, and they've decided that the Templars never had anything to do with Freemasons, and Freemasons were never really an esoteric occult society, and they won't budge. But We'll have to get to them later on, right? So we'll start with those that are a little bit more open-minded.
Yes, you are perfectly right. And one more thing I would like to add. Very often I'm talking to brethren here in Europe, and when I say, did you ever ask yourself why the highest ranks of every single Masonic rite are Templars or connected to the Templarists? A lot of people, they don't know what to answer. And I say, it's simple, because the knowledge brought back and protected along the centuries by the Templars influenced so much the Freemasonry. We can say that the Freemasonry in all its aspects and rites is totally impregnated by Templarism. And this is the reason why the highest ranks are Templars.
Exactly,
so
right.
I believe that our project is very important. People are really looking forward, seeking for something more inside the Masonic Lodge, and not only, also other secret society, like the Rosicrucian Society, and like Ordo Templi Orientis, like the Golden Dawn, Hermetic Brotherhood of Luxor. There are so many Hermetic Brotherhood looking for that.
Well, have you announced our conference yet to any other secret societies in Europe yet?
I spoke personally on the phone with some grandmaster that I know, but I want to wait until I be sure about the location, because as I told you, I'm still choosing if Rome or here in Osimo, in my town. My town, you have to know that is very rich in Templar site. Only in my town there are 8 Templar churches, and we are very close to the sanctuary of Loreto, the sanctuary of the Black Madonna, brought back. And in this sanctuary there is the true house of Maria, brought back by the Templars. So it's a beautiful area, and I believe it will be perfect for our event. But also Roma, of course, for is a very, very known worldwide. So, and when I will be totally sure about the location, I will do a lot of advertisement all over Europe for that. But I already announced two or three grandmasters. They told me, they guarantee that they will come.
Oh, excellent! And what traditions are they part of?
I spoke to the Memphis and Mizraim order, to the York of Right, and to the Noah Kitty order, the order connected to the myth of Noé.
Excellent. Well, Paolo, I think you told me once that there's a network of tunnels underneath Osimo. Is that right? That the Templars
do their rituals? There are many kilometers of cave, of underground cave, very rich, full of symbols. Hermetic, alchemic, Rosicrucian, Templar, Gnostic symbol. You will see when you come. You will, you will be shocked. So full of symbols.
So you can still get into the tunnel system today?
Yes, of course. I will organize a tour for you, of course, for Lord Sinclair if he comes, and for the other members that will be guests here. It's really wonderful. And I will send you a DVD with a lot of pictures of this symbol in advance, so you can really enjoy waiting for that.
Well, it certainly sounds like the perfect place to have the conference in Osimo. You also have, I understand, an underground temple where you do some of your rites or some preceptory meetings?
Yes. My home, my house, is 5 centuries old. And inside, underground, there was an old temple and kind of crypt with 7 tunnels. And so me and my family, we restored this this floor, underground floor, and I opened just for few selected members, only four at the moment, one temple where we do where we do certain rituals, very Gnostic. So, and I want, I'm really looking forward to introduce you there, to do with you, to visit this temple. I don't tell you more because it will be a surprise.
So is this connected to the underground tunnel system in Osimo?
No, because it's 13 kilometers far from Osimo. But, it was connected with other tunnels underground in my hometown, which is 13 kilometers, I told you, far from Osimo. It's very, very important, this temple, because I believe that in the past century, some initiated were doing rituals down there. Because a tunnel with similar to a menorah, seven tunnels, circular, like that, should be a ritual for sure.
Well, do you think that maybe, of course, there's always the mystery of the Templar treasure. Do you think that some of their treasure could be hidden in these tunnels?
I don't know. But not specifically under my house, no. But Osimo protects a lot of mysteries because his history is very connected with the history of the sanctuary, the temple of Loreto. And Loreto, it was, I tell you, the place where the house of Mother Maria, the Mother of Christ, was brought back from Holy Land and built in that place. That place had been built a sanctuary only a few kilometers far from Osimo. Because here in Osimo there was a big preceptory with more than 400 Templar knights. They were here for protecting these important relics. And the history says that some relics, not only the House of Madonna, but other relics should be for sure hidden here in this town.
Is the Templar preceptory
here?
Is the Templar preceptory still there?
Yes, exactly, and we will visit together. The preceptory is called Saint Philip of the Plain. It's one plain dedicated to this important saint, and there is still the Templar Church and the old convent of the Knights.
Does Rome also have a strong past connection to the Templars?
Sorry, please, can you repeat, Mark?
Does the city of Rome, does it also have a strong past?
Ah, yes, of course, yes. In Rome, because of the Vatican, all the Templar sites have been, changed because, so close to the Vatican. But, for example, the actual headquarters of the Sovereign Military Order of Malta is called Santa Maria all'Aventino. It was the old headquarters of the Order of the Templars in Rome. And when the order has been, closed by the church in 1307, this church became, part of the Order of Malta, and they established their headquarters there. There are other churches, but completely restored and changed from the original shape. But around Roma, there are still many castles and old churches connected with the orders, belonging to the orders before.
Are you a practicing Catholic yourself, Paolo?
Can you repeat?
Are you a Catholic? Are you a practicing Catholic?
My family, made me grow as a Christian Catholic, but as you can understand, I'm a Christian Gnostic.
Right. So, I was just wondering if you ever found any conflict between being
I found
a Catholic,
some conflict inside the Order of Malta, of course, as you can understand, because the Sovereign Military Order of Malta is a strictly Catholic Christian order, and sometimes they, you know, they pretend to ignore my vision of things, because they know my superior, my high ranks above me, they know my passion, they know that I'm agnostic, and but they pretend to ignore, they ignore this.
Do you have a daily Gnostic or alchemical discipline? Do you have regular practices that you yourself do?
Not on daily basis, but week, every week, two, three times, yes, I do.
That's hopefully that's what I'm going to try to encourage people to do, is to actually adopt a daily
practice, yeah.
Regular practice, because I have over 30 odd years of practicing. I haven't found any other way of opening up the Gnostic centers other than regular daily practice at it.
Yes, it's very, very wise and very right to do. And I believe that we cannot only talk about things, we have to do.
Exactly, right. Yes, and how can you talk about Gnosis?
Not empty words, but practice.
Right,
yes.
Exactly.
I agree totally.
We're just actually, I think we're actually over time right now. The time flies by so quickly, and it's really been great fun and a pleasure to have you on our show, Paolo, and I'm really looking forward to working with you. I think that this is the beginning of something very significant, perhaps something momentous on the planet right now, and I'm really excited about it. So,
Me too, Mark. Thank you so much for your word, and I felt you since the beginning that we are a common invisible link, and I believe that we can do a lot together. Count on me, because this is my purpose, to do my best till I live, till the end of my life, for my growth and for the others.
Well, thank you so much, Paolo, and thank you for being on. And anybody else out there that's listened to today's show, and if you'd like to comment or if you'd like to ask questions about this movement that Paolo and I are now moving ahead with, please get in touch. You can email me at mark@gnostictemplars.org. So until next week, we'll have another special guest, Lionel Fanthorpe. He'll be talking about more about the Holy Grail. So have a wonderful week, and always remember that the Holy Grail is right inside of you. So bye for now.
Hi, this is producer-composer Nelson Ortez, and you are listening to BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's bbsradio.com.
Hello, this is Wesley Snipes. And when I'm going to get tuned in, tuned up, and not tuned out, I listen to Dr. Fred Bell, Health and Sciences Show on BBSRadio.com. Om. Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb and went off to the Pleiades. Woo!
Hey, what's up, peoples? This is The Worderer, and you can peep my flow at thewerderer.com. But right now, I'm just tuned in listening to the biggest of the big dogs of internet radio. I'm talking BBS Radio, because you're done, though. If it ain't mainstream, then it's gotta be on bbsradio.com. Roof.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Stories Untold on BBS. And you can visit my website at cdbaby.com/cd/Peggy Lee with an A. You can purchase a copy there or write a review. And stay tuned for my next album project, That's Just Hollywood, coming out in June. I'll be sure Doug has a copy for BBS Radio. If it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com, the number one internet radio network on the planet.